Everything that rocks.
Woo! Woo! That's not quite as good. I don't think that's
as good. Yeah.
That didn't sound right. Anyway, good morning. Welcome to it. The Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to bring something up real quick.
Okay.
Kind of disappointed in you.
You disappointed in me?
I'm not disappointed, but maybe a little concerned. Maybe that's it.
Okay.
And I'm not the one to talk, all right? So I can't, I don't really have a stance here.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to hunt this year? You haven't said one word. You haven't said anything about sitting in the woods.
Shooting a deer in
the face. Smoking a deer. For some reason.
I planned on it, but here's the problem, is opening week, we're gone down to Missouri for vacation to see Kiki's side of the family. So I'm going to miss the entire... And I don't bow hunt at this point, which I think I'm going to get a crossbow. I know, and everyone, say what you want to say. For all you diehard bow hunters out there, you pussy, you're using a crossbow. But my dad asked me...
He needs a crossbow with a mount.
I need,
you know what I'm saying? You need everything you can get.
I need a grenade launcher, all right? That's what I need, all right? No, I need something with a wide spread, all right? No, my dad actually asked me, they were just here this last week, and he's like, so are you bow hunting? And I said, no. He's like, why don't you get a crossbow? Because it's legal. And it's like, yeah, then I could get, you know, an extra 3-4 months, whatever, of hunting. Then you do late bow. But so the problem is that we're gone all of opening week, so I don't think I wouldn't have a chance to do it. But
is it that, or have you came to the realization that I'm never going to shoot a deer?
You know, Hunter, why don't you dress in brown and why don't you go walk around in the woods? All right, I'll get something. But see, that's,
you ain't getting nothing.
Like my dad always says, that's why it's called hunting and not shooting.
You're too loud.
What I mean?
You're too loud.
You would be in awe at how quiet I am in the woods. All right, I'm sneaking around.
Soft feet
in
the woods.
Yeah, I'm like Billy Jack out there in some moccasins. All right, you don't get it.
He's like a butterfly with soft feet.
That's right. It's amazing. So quiet. So quiet. No, I like it because it's one of the few times I get to be quiet. So I'm out there just enjoying nature. You know.
Yeah, you need. You should just give up bow hunting. You should start with,
I think what I'm going to do is, at maybe not this year. This year may be a wash. I don't know yet. And honestly, I've been pretty preoccupied getting set up for ice fishing. But I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Seen a few pictures of some bucks.
Oh, dude. My cousin over in Wisconsin just smoked a big old 8-pointer. I mean, massive. The spread on this thing was insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I said,
I'm not the one to sit here and bitch at you. And, you know,
I'm just going to
have a stance in this one, really. But
buy my venison from the store like I always do. All right, that's what it is.
I shot this. No, I saw you buy it.
I saw you buy it. I see. You're lying. You're lying.
You know what I do like, though?
Huh?
Venison that other people shot, you know?
Yeah.
It usually happens. You know, there's a guy out there. He's like, yeah, I got my limit.
You know,
I got like 9 years worth of deer.
Yeah, it's just all in the freezer. It's ready to go. I tell you what, though, as a hunter, for me, it's not as satisfying eating the venison of someone. You feel like a little bit less of a man when your buddy who hunts is like, oh, yeah, hey, try this. Well, you don't because you don't hunt, though. You don't care either way. Me, though, I feel like the hunter that can't provide for his family. So instead, the bigger, better hunter has to help me.
Thanks,
feed
Joe, for saving my family.
Yeah.
Because I can't.
My wife's batting her eyes at the good hunter while I'm there like, I'm sorry.
You know?
I might as well go pick fruit.
She's
with
like,
the women.
Joe, I like your venison.
Yeah.
Wait.
Your venison's so meaty and big. Oh, my God.
Hey! I'm right here.
Look at you and your big meaty venison. What?
Is she holding onto his leg?
Why do you got to grip the venison like that? That doesn't, it's weird. Look at this big tube of venison. Oh, my God.
Real quick. How do you like it cut? Do you like the steaks? Do you like the?
I like the summer sausage style. You do the, summer sausage. You do the
sticks,
slices.
Man.
Sticks are good. They're nice. They're
convenient.
You know
what? They're easy. You just break it off, boom.
You know what I got recently? Actually, my folks just brought this over from a deer that my brother had that he didn't shoot. All right, he didn't shoot. Someone gave it to him, so it's fine. So I don't feel as bad. But they did like sandwich style size, like that. Like almost like a bologna ring. like that.
Oh, nice.
You put that on some bread with onion and cheese. Oh,
yeah.
So good. So good.
It is good.
But yeah, to answer your question.
Venison burgers.
Yeah, that's good too. You get the back strap. Oh my God. You do that with like a cream of mushroom. Good night. Good night.
Don't ruin it.
Whole time you think about just that stupid deer you shot right in the face. It's great.
Brutal.
Right. I am the man. I am all that is man. So anyway, to answer your question, I don't know if it's going to happen this year. I'm going to try. I don't know.
It ain't going to happen. It didn't happen when you were trying.
Oh, good for you. You feel good about yourself right now, huh? Huh? I can't wait. I'm going to get the tastiest deer ever.
Oh, yeah.
And you're not going to get any of it. That's right. I'm going to get
that. Good luck.
The deer is going to come up and say, hey, I'm the tastiest deer ever, and I don't want you to shoot me.
That's exactly why you're not going to shoot it.
That's what's going to happen. Like, oh, you're a tasty deer.
Nothing.
That's just because
you might as well. Hey, this is what you do. You go to the store, right?
Yeah.
You get that game. It's called Cabela's Buck Hunt.
That's what
I
should
do.
It's
the only deer you're going to be shooting, and hardly even in the game.
I don't even get those. You know how many quarters I got to pump through to even get one? It's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Sad.
All right. Anyway, well, now that I feel like not a man because I don't think I'll be able to get out there. Don't forget to find us on Twitch. Twitch.tv/rock_107_WIRX. We are broadcasting live. Sorry, a little late on that. I had to do an interview beforehand. But Liv, find us on there and let's get to it. I was trying to combine two things there, so I don't know what happened. Let's do your morning dump. Here we go.
There you go.
We got it.
Morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com.
And by the way, I got some new lights here in the basement. It's bright.
That is bright.
It's like heaven down here, man.
Oh, it's kind of liked it better when I couldn't see your face.
It's nice.
So nice.
A little too bright, though, man.
Yeah, a little too. I know. It's always when you get new lights put in, you're like, I don't know. This seems a little bright. After four of them have burnt out on the chandelier in the kitchen, you're like, ah, this is a little much, man. It's a little much. Anyway, let's kick things off with this. It's election day today, Hunter. That's right. You get into the polls, going to do some voting. I don't think Hunter's going to vote this year because he is so mad at the number of phone calls and texts. Just on principle, I'm not going to vote.
It's a great guess there. Yeah, I'm telling you, the past 5 days, I'm not sure which day it started, but there was one day, 82 missed calls.
Are you serious?
82 missed calls.
That's nuts.
That's not cool.
It does
to a point where you're just like, hey, you guys are pushing it way too much.
Yeah.
Like you're lucky that I'm sane. Because there's other people out there that'll do things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you piss them off and you push them over the edge and they snap.
There's conspiracy theorists out there that will literally try and kidnap the governor. All right. That's it. Like, I mean, there's nut bars out there. Here's what bothers me.
Pretty sane, normal guy. And these phone calls were put. Dude, I was walking the edge one day where even the wife was just on eggshells around me. She's like,
real quick, I do need to, for anyone listening, Hunter, this is all just kind of tongue-in-cheek. We were not planning to kidnap any political official, okay?
No, I didn't mean anything like that. We're building
a story here. We're building a story.
No, I was about to snap just in my house and start yelling. Yeah, God, no. I'm like, but taking laps in my house after like the 70th call. The wife's looking at me just like, oh, my God, this is...
We've already kind of ranted on this, Hunter, and I've never, even the last election, I've never seen it this bad as far as the phone calls and pamphlets and solicitation that I didn't... Mm-hmm. And what kills me is I never once said, I want to be a part of this. So I want to know where my number got on there.
Seriously.
That now it can be out there.
Somebody's trying to explain it to me. It's like you can call, you can put yourself on like the no-call list.
I shouldn't have to do that.
I even looked up apps. So there's apps you can get. It's like spam blocker, blah, blah, blah. And it like blocks 99%, but you got to pay $40 a year for it. I'm like, no.
No. No.
No, that's not how this works. I didn't give my number to you.
Yeah. But for some reason, you're calling me on weekends and sending me texts at 9:30 at night saying, hey, Brock, blah, 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 blah.
I got one at 11 one night.
And again, to sleeping. Go back, the point that we made, I don't know how or what politicians are thinking, how they think this is going to benefit them. All it's done is make me mad and not want to vote for certain people.
Seriously?
Because of the amount of texts I've gotten. Yeah.
Calling me 70 times for anything. You could be my mother.
Yeah.
I'd be like, Mom, I'm starting to not like you. You're my mother.
Ma, one more call. I'm putting you in a home. That's it. You're done.
Right, that's it.
You're done.
You know?
Yeah.
I just don't understand. And that goes with, you know, the spam calls. If you're trying to sell me a product.
Yeah.
It's just not the way to do it.
Exactly. It's not even just politics. That's obviously what's going on. That's a hot topic right now. But that, I told you about the gutter story, right, that happened with me.
So at
one point, and this was at the fair, this was a handful of years ago, there was this gutter place and they had these inserts. I'm like, well, that's actually pretty neat. I kind of like that. So I was talking to the guy, you know
your
me
gutters.
And my, you know me and my gutters, all right? It's a hot topic, okay? So I take the guy's card, all right? And I feel like, he's like, okay, let's see this out. They called me once and I said, hey, appreciate the call, but I'm not interested right now. I'll get a hold of you guys. Like a week later, I get another call. I said, hey, I already said that I'm not ready. I'll call you guys. They called me a third time. And I said, look, I told you I would call you when I'm ready. And actually, at this point, I'm not interested in your services now because you're not listening to me. And
I won't come down there.
The lady on the other line said, we've only called you three times. I said, fuck, that's not the point. The point is, I said, don't call. I will call you. And that's what people need to.
Here we go. Fire has started.
We've only called you.
It's insane. I'm surprised. One day I could hold my phone up to the Twitch camera right here, and it would ring. It would ring in this break.
Yeah. Yep.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Just stop it. It makes me not even want to talk about it, you know?
It's easy to not be excited about your politicians when they're pulling this kind of stuff, all right? Jesus.
Let me have your phone number. Let me get your number.
Yeah. How about you let me call you?
Seriously?
Let me call you on a Saturday.
If you want my vote, give me your number. I'll call you. You got to answer, too.
Yeah. Let me call you on a
Saturday.
Let me call you on a Saturday when you're hanging out with your family.
Yeah.
And let me ask you about some things, all right? Let's get deep. Huh?
I think that's fair. Is that fair?
Absolutely. Let's add the shoes on the other foot there, big man. You know what I mean?
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I will answer if I can get, if I have your number. Here we go. Yeah. Round and round we go.
Let me call you, buddy boy.
Fat chance. That'll never happen, ever.
Anyway. Big day. Election day today. Here we go. Look out, everybody. We're coming in hot. Hey, Hunter, let's get you more worked up because I know how much you love candles. Candles, always popular this time of year. Or you could change things up. You know, instead of paying $40 for one candle, Vlasic is selling a new scented candle that smells like dill pickles. It also looks exactly like one of their jars, so you can't even tell it's a candle unless you look closely.
This is a straight-up dill pickle candle. You know?
They did
here's the thing. My wife loves pickles.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people that love pickles that will buy this.
Yeah.
100%.
Of course. They did it for National Pickle Day, which is November 14th coming up. I don't know if you had it marked down on your calendar or not, but now you can. They don't go on sale until then, but they're available online for pre-order. So
what is it about pickles? Seriously.
That people go nuts for?
There's a weird infatuation. So there's people that just don't like pickles, you know? But the people that are in love, I'm serious, love pickles.
Yeah, they go just
it's an infatuation.
I don't know. That's a good question.
She'll be going through the different markets and whatnot. If we go buy some pickles, it's gonna be like 15 minutes there. Study and see where's the spicy ones at.
You know,
start there.
I'm starting to notice a trend with your wife and the shapes of the foods that she likes.
I'm not just talking about her. A lot of people like pickles, you jerk. Right.
You know you can.
Do you like pickles? I like pickles.
You can cut into those, right? You don't have to eat them whole, all right? I do like pickles. I do, but I don't go crazy for them.
My brother broke his leg as a kid. Had a cast. First thing that was on that cast from my mom, a pickle.
A pickle. Does she go crazy for pickles? Or does your brother like pickles?
Yeah, my brother loved pickles.
And maybe it's something about like the fact that they last forever. Like I got a jar of pickles in my fridge that I'm pretty sure I bought when we moved here, and it's still there. We're still just kind of chipping away at it.
Do they go bad?
I mean, eventually, right? Once you let the air get in there, but I think they're pretty
hardy.
How long
does it take for a pickle to go bad? I don't think they do.
Google how long for pickles to expire.
I'm pretty sure my grandma had pickles in her fridge for like...
I'm going to find out. Unopened pickles. Unopened pickles retain quality for about 2 years of pickling. Or a year past the date on the label. Once you open the jar, pickles taste best for about 2 to 4 months, possibly more if they're really sour. Nope. If you're into the sour dill pickles,
I think they're underselling it.
I've always been kind of on the fence that I think the government or whoever is in charge of putting the dates in our food always shortchange it because
they do. Want they us do. To it's food, like right? The max load of the winch. Yeah. You know, 10,000 pounds. Yeah, it's really like 25. But they just need that leeway so they don't get sued.
Tell you what, I'm not horsing around with that max load of the winch. I'm gonna
stand
take the,
right next to yeah. this top.
No. Trust me, this winch can easily lift that truck up out of there. All right. Why don't you stand right here by this wire that can snap and cut you in half?
You know that death rope that could just potentially.
Yeah, fine. You stand there eating these expired pickles right by that that chain that we got overloaded. Get out of here.
It's fine.
Get out of here. Anyway, so yeah. Anyway, if you love pickles,
I'm giving them 10 years. 10 years, it's still fine.
You love deep throat and pickles. Vlasic has that pickle scented candle for you. So right there. I got nothing else. I mean, is there anything else we should cover? It's already 7:30. For God's sake,
I think we covered it all.
All right, that's your morning dump. Brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.
The morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.